Chapter 6. Schizophrenia, as described. It was 1:30 in the morning when a man with a pointed beard, draped in a white coat, entered the examining room of the famous psychiatric clinic built recently on the outskirts of Moscow by the riverbank. Inside, three orderlies had their eyes glued to Ivan Nikolaevich, who was sitting on a couch. A very agitated poet, Ruekin, sat nearby. The napkins used to bind Ivan Nikolaevich lay in a pile on the same couch. Ivan Nikolaevich's arms and legs were free. "Here, doctor," Ruekin began. "Ivan Homeless, a famous poet, you see. We're afraid it might be delirium tremens." "Is he a heavy drinker?" the doctor asked. No, he's been known to have a few, but nowhere near enough to... Why the long johns, brought here straight from bed?" "He came to the restaurant like this, doctor." "Right, right, right," said the doctor, and turning to Ivan, added, "Hello. How old are you?"
"Would you all go to hell already?"
Ivan shouted rudely and turned away. "Why are you angry? Have I said anything unpleasant?"
"I'm 23 years old,"
Ivan said impatiently,
"and I'm going to file complaints on all of you. You especially, parasite."
He addressed Ruekin in particular. "And what is it you intend to complain about?"
"The fact that I, an absolutely normal person, have been snatched and dragged forcibly to the madhouse."
Ruekin looked more carefully at Ivan and felt a chill. There was not a trace of insanity in the man's eyes. No longer clouded, as they had been at Griboyedov, they regained their old clarity. "Goodness gracious," Ruekin thought anxiously. "He's completely normal."